Hello, and welcome to the IMG Podcast, where we are dedicated to empowering IMGs through deep diving conversations, inspirational stories, analysis of match trends, and beyond. Our mission is to help you learn what it takes to succeed and to thrive as an international medical graduate.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Match Resident IMG Podcast. For those of you that don't know me, my name is Amanda. I'm the Director of Communications for Match Resident. I do all of our collaborations with ambassadors. I like to do informational videos and takeovers, and I really love connecting with this community. So hosting this podcast, it's such a pleasure for me. On that note, I have a great guest today, one that I'm super excited to speak to because we always love a success story. I will let her introduce herself.
Thank you very much. Hello, everyone. My name is Sarah Khan, and I'm an immigrant. I graduated from a medical school in India. It's been a long journey for me. I moved to the U.S. in 2017 after I got married. And that's when God had different plans for me. And I was like, okay, now I have to move on to the U.S. family journey. And after moving here, I was very fascinated by the healthcare system here. And that's when I started studying for my steps. The first step I took was step 2CS, which is now canceled. And I took that right after I moved here. And then I did my step 1, and then I did my CK. And meanwhile, COVID hit, and another thing was, I did a couple of rotations ever since I moved here. So it was a mix of volunteering, rotations, observerships, a lot of things going on. So long story short, I finished my steps. I applied to the residence, the match 2024. And then I accepted a pre-match offer. I live in Chicago. So the pre-match offer was from Chicago. I was very fortunate enough to get that. So I accepted that in internal medicine. So this was my journey in a nutshell. Thank you for giving me this chance.
Of course. I know, I'm so excited to hear your story because that's a really interesting one. And I think it's going to resonate with a lot of our followers because it doesn't sound like you had a straightforward path at all, right? Like you didn't anticipate having to come to the US for like a medical career and then having to go through all those hoops of really being able to even apply for a residency is just stressful in itself. And then you have COVID on top of that. And I guess it sounds like to me, like also you were like an older graduate. So maybe you had like a more time since graduation. So you really probably had, you know, maybe a bit of stress going into this cycle, I'm guessing.
Absolutely. You got it right. I am an old graduate. And I have had different set of, hurdles. And I'm sure like a lot of people like me can resonate with my story because I had an unconventional path where I did not move to the US for pursuing medical career here. It's for my personal reasons. And then I planned to pursue my medical career here as well because I was going to live here for good. So,
I really love that though, because it's really making the most out of the circumstances that you're given, right? And it's not like it's an easy thing either. Like it's kind of like Elle Woods in, League We Bomb, where she's like, what, like it's hard? It is hard.
Absolutely.
You went through all of that to get here and then you kind of have to start over again. But I'm really impressed by the fact that you've, seemed to have taken this cycle by storm and accepted a pre-match offer. That's amazing.
Thank you very much. I'm very lucky. I'm very fortunate enough. It is it's a great mixture of hard work, luck, and sacrifices. Not to forget, we all know how much sacrifices we need to get to the point where we are at. So it has been an emotional turmoil for me. It's not an easy journey, but it will pay off in the end. That's all I want to say to all my friends out there who are still in this process.
And I'm sure also you've grown so much in this process and it's probably going to make you a better caregiver as a result.
100%, because that's what we learn at the end of the day, because of our hurdles, our hindrances, they make us grow in every aspect of our life. So you understand life from different phases. you know how to overcome those challenges. That makes you not just a great physician, but it will make you a great human being in the process. And being a doctor, you need to be a great human first to become a great physician.
That's an amazing quote. And I can tell you right now, we're definitely about to use that on our testimonials. We will give you credit for that. That's a great quote. I love that. Because it's true. That's it in a nutshell. Like, I think that sometimes, especially with IMGs who are focused on coming to the US for residency, they kind of forget that it's not just about being a doctor, right? It's about being a person and expressing yourself passionately and maybe having issues, maybe having faults. Maybe you do go in as an older IMG. Maybe you don't have great USMLE scores, but that doesn't need to hinder your application if you focus on the personal aspect.
100%. And I think I'm more of an advocate of having a well-rounded CV. I cannot call my CV was perfect because I have average scores, or even like I have low scores for that matter. I'm an older grad. So yes, it is possible. You know, when I can do it, everyone else can do it. It might seem it might sound cliche, but this is my story. So it is possible. It is very much possible to match with low scores.
I can't tell you how much I'm happy that you're our guest today, because I don't think you understand how much that's a common question that we get. I'm an IMG. I'm an older graduate, or I have low scores, or both. Am I even capable of matching? I feel like I should just give up. I'm hopeless. Why even try? Oh. And I always tell people, you should just try. There's no point in getting tampered down in the statistics. I hate the statistics. I don't like to tell people.
They're biased.
They're so biased, and it will not be, it's only going to make you get in your head when it comes to applying rather than actually getting you to focus on what's important. It's just going to mess you up.
100%. I completely second what you just said, because in our head, the biggest problem or the biggest hindrance for ourselves in our journey is our mind. If we let in those thoughts that, oh, I don't know how I'll make it. If you doubt yourself, then who is going to trust you? You first need to trust yourself, remove the self-doubt, and then you will succeed.
I completely agree. So on that note, though, so going into the cycle, obviously, you didn't know you were going to get a pre-match offer. And you were a little bit nervous because you do have these, you know, statistics stacked against you. How did that change your approach to application season? I know you said you have a well-rounded application. So is that how you made sure to present yourself? Like, how did you strategize your application, essentially?
That is a very good question, because I applied last year. I'm a repeat applicant, and I have learned a lot. So when I applied last year, I did not have my CK. So I applied mid-cycle around November end. So that time what happened was, last year in the sense like past cycle. So I did not receive any interviews except for like one or two. And by that time, around like November-ish, like November end, all the interviews were spread out, and then people were already interviewing. So it was really hard for me. So what I did was I took a step back and I strategized, to be honest, because that gave me a good insight. People often ask me, is it worth it to get into the cycle in the middle? I tell them, you won't know until you get into it. Just put your first foot in. You don't have to apply to a lot of programs to test the waters. So that way, because I applied late in the cycle, I did not receive a lot of interviews because my CK score was low. So what I did was, I had a couple of things on my list to do. First thing was to get more observerships or clerkships so that I can show them that I have been working on those. Next thing what I did was, I needed to finish my step three because I'm an older grad. My CK score was low. My step one was average. So I can give out my scores. I really don't mind. My step one was 226, not great. My CK was 220, lower than my step one. So I knew, and I was an older grad. I graduated in 2016. So I knew my red flags. So I tried to shift their focus from my red flags to my strengths. So I finished about 27 months of U.S. clinical experience, including rotations. Yes.
Wow.
So I wanted to shift their focus from my weaknesses to my strengths.
How did you get that experience? Did you use like a company that helped you obtain experience? Did you just reach out to connections? Like, that's a lot of experience. That's amazing.
Thank you.
That's amazing. I love that that happened for you. It's like such a good moment to feel like everything paid off and it's come together in the right moment. Everyone knows it on this podcast. And if you've watched one, everything else, I always say everything happens for a reason. And, you know, I think maybe going through that first match cycle and not matching, it set you up to better prepare your application and find this program in the long run.
100%. I would never have imagined that me being an older grad with low scores matching in Chicago. As we all know, Chicago is very competitive. But hey, things happen for a reason, as you just mentioned. That is so true. God has a plan for you. God or nature, whoever, whatever you believe in, there is a set plan for you. If things don't work your way this time, for sure they will work next time. So that's
and you'll learn something about yourself along the way. I completely agree.
Yes. And then if things don't work your way, you know what your deficiencies are. You know what you should be focusing on. And that's how you grow more.
Yeah. I do want to ask you, because this is, you know, obviously we're coming up on SOAP and applicants are going to find out if they've not matched or they've partially matched or if they have matched, which I would love. Obviously, I want everyone to match, but unfortunately, that's not the reality. So going through it the first time, like, did you do the SOAP or no?
I did go into the SOAP, but I did not have much knowledge about it, how it works. But thankfully, you know, the NRMP sends you the emails with all the guidelines, like how and what you should anticipate in SOAP. So there are a lot of YouTube videos which you can watch before going into SOAP. I mean, that is something not everyone wants, but, you know, things happen. It's not always like, you know, things are going to go your way, but at least you have some chance in SOAP. I know I personally know someone who matched in SOAP, an IMG, older grad, matched in SOAP. So there's always a chance. If you're getting a chance, try, why not, you know?
And to your point, actually, I do want to say this is super new, so I'll talk about it very briefly on here. We actually just launched a new service this week. It's called SOAP 45, and it does have a free guide to understanding the SOAP. So it has modules about how it works, how to prepare, what to expect each week, what the interviews are like. That's all free. And then if you do pay for the service, it does provide a SOAP prep list, which is actually like a predictive list of what could be on the unfilled list based from the past few years. And it'll show you which programs are more likely to match into so that you can prepare for that. I know, isn't that kind of crazy? I was like, wow, you guys
it's amazing.
Really good job coming up with that. Yeah.
Absolutely. Because SOAP is something which is filled with confusion. Nobody knows what is going on. It's all like happening so fast. And it's great that you mentioned how Match Your Resident came up with such a feature. It's something to be unheard of. And
it's unheard of. It's amazing. I have no hand in this.
Yeah. But still, it's a great feature. You know, like I was just going through my emails and I saw that. I saw the screenshot which was included in the email. I was like, wow, this is amazing. It shows you your
it's just to give IMGs a better way to feel like you're prepared. You know what I mean? Rather
exactly.
than like you're going into SOAP like, oh no, it's a scramble. I don't know what's going to happen. This is to say, hey, you can come on, you can start preparing, you can look at some programs, you can do some program research, you can start prepping for interviews, you can look at the aspects of your application that maybe weren't as strong. How can you prepare that for SOAP? Just so that you don't feel so like
lost.
Yeah, exactly. You have nothing to do in that time, you know? So I just wanted to throw that on there for anyone who listens to this. If you are thinking you might have to go through SOAP and you're stressed about it, you can go to Match Resident, sign up. You have free access to the SOAP guide and the SOAP FAQ. So that'll cover everything about what the SOAP is. And then if you purchase it, I think it's $299. that will give you access to the soap prep list and also soap search. So that's when you actually get the unfilled list. You can put in all the ACO GME codes and it'll rank it in order of compatibility to your profile.
That's an amazing feature. I wish I had that earlier, like last year.
Yeah. It's amazing. When they told me about it, I was like, wow, you guys did it with this one.
Yes, for sure. We are now more prepared.
Now more, we love it. Yes. And, you know, also expanding on that briefly, and I've loved your story, but I know that people listening to this next week, or I think we'll release it right before the tomorrow. So people who are listening to this, I want them to know, if you don't match next week, it's not the end of the world. Like, it's not going yes. to be the thing that makes you a failure. It's not going to mean that your medical journey is over. This is just another mm-hmm. obstacle or something to learn from.
Yes, 100%. Because it's very easy to feel dejected. It's very easy to feel like a failure because I have gone through it and I know how it feels. But there's always light at the end of the tunnel. If you match coming week, great, kudos, you know, like that's the best thing ever. But God forbid, if something doesn't go in your favor, we always have better chances to improve. We have more chances, more doors opening up in the future. There's nothing to lose hope. It's not the end of the world. It's just a marathon, you know? It's just a journey. Some people reach the destination earlier, some people reach it later, but you definitely will reach your destination.
Yes, persistence is key, and it doesn't reflect badly on you either. If it takes you 2 cycles to go through to match, or if it took you 1 or whatever happens, it took you 5 or 6 years to prep for USMLE, it doesn't matter. Yes. None of that means anything, because at the end of the day, you're going to the same place. You're going to get a residency.
Yes.
That's it.
Yes. And last year, I personally know someone who tried 10 cycles and matched last year.
So, oh, my Lord.
It's always possible.
You never know.
Yes.
You're bringing all the inspirational stories today, and I love it.
Absolutely. Because, you know, we're here to light up everyone else's torches, you know? It's like we are trying to empower our community, our IMG community. We are trying to get everyone's dream come true. So mind it today, tomorrow is your day. So it will all happen in the right time.
I love that. Mine came true today, yours will tomorrow. I love that. Yes, for everyone sure. who's listening, we're sending you love, you guys.
Thank you.
Awesome. Well, I mean, we can start wrapping up. Is there anything else you would add to, I mean, let's say for someone who's preparing for the upcoming cycle, what would you say mm-hmm. to someone who's, you know, they're getting ready for March 2025?
So, I think my suggestions was, like, I just don't want to sound repetitive because I think if you haven't taken step three is definitely a game changer. Take it before the application. So you have it on your, your ARS application, basically.
Yeah.
And then step three definitely opens doors for a lot of people, for those who need J1, a lot of programs look into that. And if you have step three, it makes your J1 visa more accessible. And then if you're an older grad, they don't have to worry about you because you've already taken your step three. It's always a plus. So step three is definitely number one. And then I would say one thing I worked on was not to leave any portion of ARIS empty. For volunteering, I had something. For achievements, I had something. For publications or research, I had something. So try not to leave any portion blank, because when you fill in your ARIS or when you see your CV, you know your deficiencies. If you work on your deficiencies, you will definitely have better chances coming cycle. So it's never too late to work on those.
And I think one of the things that, you know, we talked about, and I think this is something I like to tell IMGs a lot, especially with the changes to the ERS application in the last couple of years, mm-hmm. having a strategy for your application. Really, it sounds like it's a basic thing to do, but really sit down and think about, what are my strengths as a candidate? What do I offer? What am I looking for in the long term? What am I most passionate about? And make sure those are at the forefront of your application, because trying to present yourself as somebody who does everything and knows everything is never going to serve you.
True. And I would like to add on that you need to give your ERAS application ample time. I started working on my ERAS application about like 4 or 5 months ago because I wanted it to be pristine. I wanted it to be in order because if you try to cram your application last minute, you are, you're prone for more mistakes.
Yeah.
And we don't want that. We need it to look professional. We need it to look, you don't need to have access to your ERAS, or login. You know what are the things which go in your CV, in your resume. So if you try working on those beforehand, work on your PS. PS is definitely very, very important. Mm-hmm. So if you work on your PS, just like a couple of months before the applications, it will pay off in the long run. The time you invest in your ERAS application, in your PS, your letters, get your letters in before time, please.
I agree.
Because letters are not in our hand. So if you get your letters writers to upload your letters at least 20 days before, they are less stressed. They are willing to write you good letters, good quality letters. That's what we want. Don't rush them at the end. Try to get them in at least 20 days or 25 days in advance to applications. So you are less stressed. You are calm and composed. You can work on other things. They can do a better job at your letters. Last minute work or working at the 11th hour will not help you. So be organized, strategize your plan and try to get things as early as possible.
I completely agree with you. I think one of the biggest issues is, for those of you who don't know, we do have residency statement, which helps with statements, and we do have residency experts, which helps with the ERAS application. But we were floored actually last year by the amount of people who waited until the month of application season to start preparing these documents. And we love to help you, but it needs to reflect the fact that you've spent years preparing to go through this application cycle. It needs to show it in your documents. You should not be throwing it together in the last second and just expecting a miracle.
I agree, because that's what is super important. If you give because as you mentioned, that's 100% right. You study for years or like you prepare for years for this math cycle. And then when you just try to cram up everything in the end, last minute, it's not going to serve you any better because it will not, your hard work and your persistence will not reflect on your ERAS application if you try to cram it up in last minute. So, if you're taking help from Match a Resident and if they are doing the work for you, give them ample time to work better. I'm sure.
Maybe we want to give you a good product. Like I hate it when last year we had a few applications come in like a couple days before and there was barely any information on there. We can't make up your application for you guys. Like you have to give us something and we need to spend time on it. And
I agree.
I want you to start
it's
thinking.
It's more stressful.
It is. It's stressful. I want to give you everything you need, but it has to be a two-way street. You have to be putting in the work as well. You have to recognize the importance of your personal statement and of your ERAS application.
True. Well, you can only formulate the PS or the CV for them, but they have to give you the content.
Exactly. We need a little bit of something, but either way, I love being part of this community. I love helping everybody. And I'm really excited for a match season. And I'm so excited that you were able to join us today and talk about your journey. It was honestly one of the more interesting stories I've ever heard. So I'm grateful.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm very honored and I'm very grateful for you to giving me this chance and opportunity to, tell my story to people who are in a similar boat as me. So, if I can give hope to even one person, it was worth it. So thank you very much for giving me this chance.
Of course, I'm sure you're going to inspire many people with this story. I'm positive about that. So thank you so much for joining me today. I am so, so blessed by your company and all the insights that you gave us. It was extensive and thoughtful, and I just can't say thank you enough.
Likewise, thank you. I'm honored as well. I'm really floored by the response, by the warm welcome given by you. Thank you very much.
Of course,
and hopefully we will have more and more success stories like mine.
We are going to have a lot. I'm positive.
Yes.
I have a feeling this is about to be a great match cycle for IMGs. I just have this inkling, and I'm so excited to hear from everybody. And
yes, amen for that. I'll be glued. I'll be glued to your channel. I will be there. I'll be hearing to all the success stories, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to turn out great for everyone. And you.
And yeah, when we get next week, we'll start doing our iMatch series. You have to make sure you reach out and you get your iMatch shirt. We'll send you a shirt for saying you matched and you can take pictures and stuff.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, of course. Well, thank you so much for joining me. And thank you to everyone who listened. You know how to find us. We're Matcha Resident. You can send us a message. You can email us at support@matcharesident. And I'm just, thank you so much again, Sarah. I really appreciate you.
Pleasure's all mine. Thank you.
All right, dear friends, that concludes this episode of the IMG Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and will tune in for upcoming releases. You can learn more by visiting Matcha Resident on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok. Thank you. And until next time, take care.